News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Aer Lingus yesterday saying 500 jobs could be cut at the airline because of a 6% reduction in its flight capacity. But what has gone wrong and what used to be the star of the IAG group? Global aviation and tourism advisor Anita Mendiriati is with us. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thank you very much for having me on.
Aer Lingus at one point were going really well. They were looked at as the example for IAG. They had their costs under control. Just what went wrong?
Goodness me. It's an interesting question you ask, Jonathan, because in many ways, what went wrong is what was within Aer Lingus's control versus what in the world is happening right now. And I have to connect this to the comment you made when you were speaking about President Trump a moment ago, when you just said that he sounds exhausted. This year has been exhausting, and we're only halfway through because no one anticipated the global conflict that we were going to be facing. And aviation, as always, is on the front line of that. And Aer Lingus, as you say, is one of the stars of IAG, has been a part of the collateral damage of what's been taking place. So what's going on very much is airlines around the world, including Aer Lingus, and they give them credit for proactively looking at their strategy and making changes, having to restructure based on the fact that global aviation is being choked, there's no other word for it, because of the fact that they have serious issues around jet fuel supply. And on top of that, jet fuel pricing, which before the conflict in Iran was about 30% of the operating cost of an airline.
Now, this has happened to other airlines. Lufthansa most recently had to get rid of all of its city line routes, which had some impact here in Ireland. So therefore, Aer Lingus are not on their own, but because of their size, they're probably a bit more vulnerable, are they?
They are indeed. And I think importantly as well, Aer Lingus is both travelers in terms of the upper part of the aircraft, but also cargo. They have a significant role to play in terms of the value of the Irish economy. Because if you think about it, it's only 2% in terms of volume, but it's about 40-50% in terms of value of the Irish economy. So they take on a huge responsibility beyond the normal leisure traveler that we look at when we talk about aviation. So Aer Lingus has a strategic role to play, not only a financial role to play. And this is where, again, every single airline around the world right now is having to look very carefully at their networks. You spoke about Lufthansa. They've been shaving back excess capacity to be able to focus very much on priority network routes where they can put their jet fuel, which is really the lifeblood right now of global aviation. And as we know, Europe is the most vulnerable when it comes to jet fuel supply around the world. It's unique in that it's able to hedge jet fuel, but only so far into the future. And no one anticipated 2026 the way it is right now.
As a casual observer, though, Aer Lingus has gone all in on the US in recent years. They've been announcing routes left, right and centre. Vegas was a big one. That was cold yesterday. And some might say it's been done to the expense of the routes that people used to travel on, i.e. the leisure routes out of Dublin and Cork, and to a certain degree Shannon. So, you know, was that a misstep to go so heavy in the US at a time when people, let's face it, aren't exactly rushing there?
Admittedly, as someone who works closely with the UN, you're testing my diplomatic shield, dare I say. But I think very much a lot of the route selection and pulling back from the US, it's not only about the issues about jet fuel and capacity, but it's also geopolitics taking place because it's about international relations and how strongly Ireland now is engaging with the US and vice versa, and therefore how much it's supporting cross-border travel. So it goes very much both ways. There are so many factors at play, many that are visible, many not visible, that are impacting aviation and therefore travel and trade this year. But this is where, again, it's sadly, Jonathan, aviation is always a very soft target. It's an industry that everyone loves. We look up to, we look up at the sky with aircraft. And so when things happen in the world, like the crisis with the Middle East, people are very concerned. They're very much engaged. But there are reasons for national flag carriers like Aer Lingus making the decisions that they have. For them to announce the restructuring that they did is very courageous. But again, it was proactive. You'd rather the doctor tell you what you need to take as treatment than that you need to go in for surgery. So okay, they've taken a very responsible step.
Anita Mendriati, a Global Aviation and Tourism Advisor. Thank you for that. We're going to talk to SIPTU, one of the trade unions at Aer Lingus, on those proposed job losses and the impact that they will have. That's coming up after 8.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with Aer. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.